agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, highs to the mid-20s. Flurries wrap up Sunday, a dusting to maybe an inch, a high around 30. Colder for Monday and Tuesday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 27.
Now below us on the court, it's youth night festivities underway. They're going to announce all the Baraboo girls youth players here during halftime, where your score in varsity action is Mount Horeb 41, Baraboo 14. Christy, before the break, you were digging deep into your mental archives to remember a big moment in this rivalry. Please share.
I know. I think it was Megan Kreilkamp. It was one of the Kreilkamp sisters.
Okay.
And she popped in a half-court shot at the buzzer, which was awesome, and a 2011. That's a long time ago.
It's getting
2011.
To be. Getting to be.
I said to Ben, you know, if she lived in Baraboo, she'd probably have kids in the youth program.
But look at you. See, it's all up there in the mental Rolodex.
Whatever. Mental is the key word in that sentence.
You can't sneak one past Feldy.
Oh, well, you can. I fabricate and exaggerate just like my dad.
Well, the T-Birds obviously got off to a tough start here, Feldy, and you can't help but wonder whether Coach Bale is going to pull them out of the zone, because the zone defense is being torched by Courtney Monroe.
Oh, my gosh, it is. She's got 4 3-point baskets. You know, and actually, when you look at their stats, let me just do a little counting. 8 or 9 3-point baskets.
Right.
That's a sign that we have to be out there on those players.
And the Vikings don't have what would appear to be dominant size. Nobody on the roster is listed taller than 5'8", so you wouldn't think you'd have to push them out of the paint too much.
And you have to be careful with that, because did you actually find height? Because my roster didn't even have what their height was, so that makes you smarter than me tonight a little bit.
That's rare. Usually between the two of us, one of us will know something. Well,
yeah.
We'll talk more about the second half and what's in store after this on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Seasons Counseling. Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
You know, and you got their leading scorer has more points almost than we do.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School. We are nearly ready for the second half, where your halftime score is Mount Horeb 41, Baraboo 14.
If you're dyslexic, you just have to look at that sign. And
it looks much better if you flip it, yeah.
It would look a lot better if we flipped it.
And to
it.
Say these two teams had inverse performances in the first half would not be a stretch. Vikings came out and have dominated from the start. They gave the T-Birds some pressure with some trouble with full court pressure early on, called it off once they built a big lead, but they also have been able to find wide open three-point looks against the Thunderbird zone.
And they've had a lot of second chances, too,
and Matt. They've done a ton of work on the offensive glass as well. Exactly right.
They almost connected it. When you talk about wanting to do stats, that's a stat I would have liked to have done tonight, was how many times that they capitalized on possessions. Because I think they did almost every time. You know, when you're popping in threes and multiple chances to put in two-point baskets, you know, that's tough.
Indeed. Their points per possession were excellent in the first half. A lot of second and third chance opportunities. And for the T-Birds, they had some good looks at the hoop and shots in the paint that just didn't drop. You hope you can have your luck improve in the second half. That'll help you maybe crawl back into this game as well. But the T-Birds have a tall hill to climb here in the second half.
They do have a tall hill to climb, but I felt like they got stronger as the first half went on. Would you agree with that, Ben, with the ability to get passes inside? And if we could just connect on those baskets, obviously the point total would look a lot different.
Yeah, there were definitely some good-looking possessions, some nice dishes in the paint, interior passing that you feel like you could build on, just got to be able to capitalize.
Right, exactly, and be able to do that. For your Thunderbirds, Taylan Bell leads the way with 7 points. Sabrina Hartman was able to pop in 4. Katie Funmaker has 2. She does have 3 fouls, so that could be an issue in the second half. Taylor Spurl has 2, and Peyton Stelzer put in a free throw.
And like we mentioned, the major damage for the Vikings done in the first half, Courtney Monroe, 18 points and a half. Holy cow.
No, Morgan Monroe ended up with 12. Courtney Monroe had 11.
Sorry. You're right, I miscounted. Morgan Monroe.
So the Monroe sisters.
I'm getting confused. You know, I probably gave wrong points to certain Monroes at some point.
Well, the Monroe sisters have 23. So...
Back to action here. It's Thunderbird basketball. They are moving to our right here in the second half. Even if they can't build out or dig out of this big deficit, you hope they at least put some good possessions together here. You have something to build on.
Exactly.
T-Birds being patient here on their opening possession of the second half. Sabrina Hartman posting up. Now Taylor Sproul driving baseline. She gets all the way to the rim.
Nice.
Scores and draws a foul. There's a start to the second half. Taylor Sproul with a driving deuce, and she'll get a free throw as well.
Boy, and you talk about being patient on offense, and that's exactly what we saw, and they were able to capitalize on that. Maren Johnson picks up her first.
The free throw is in the air and rattles in. Three-point play for Taylor Spurl to open the second half. Vikings basketball. T-Birds. It looks like they're still playing zone. Vikings probing, and once again they find a three-point look. Right wing. That's no good. That was Morgan Monroe.
When we go to SOC,
I'm going to double clutch on all my Monroes
you,
now.
You too. When you go to SOC, it's Breinig, Brunig. Mm-hmm. Breinig, Ballwig.
Breinig and Ballwig.
Now we have Johnson and Monroe.
So, yeah, my point totals are probably all off. I might have miscategorized. Just put the Monroes in one big group.
We will.
There's a shot in the lane. No good for Mester. T-Birds get a stop. Hey, hey, hey. A three-point play and a stop. T-Birds are in business to open the second half. Caden's Funmaker's got the ball on the left wing. Finds Maddie Gilbert. We haven't seen her firing. That's near her favorite spot. Now she's going to fire. And there's a Thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds.
And Ben Bradley.
Maddie Gilbert for 3.
What do you want them to do next, Ben?
I think a steal and a layup is coming up. T-Birds trail 41-20, but Madeline Gilbert and Taylor Spurl have each hit on 3-point plays to open the second half. Vikings basketball. There's a pass. I think that might be off the hands of the Vikings. It is. That's another turnover, and it'll be Baraboo basketball.
I'm rubbing the Ben Bromley crystal ball to see what the next call is going to be.
And Taylor Spurl's got to report to the bench. I think she might be bleeding. So she is heading to the trainer's table, and we're going to have a substitute here, I believe. T-Birds currently have four players on the floor. It's Mount Horeb 41, Baraboo 20.
So it's not like in football where if you go off, you have to get off and stay off?
I think it is. If you need a substitute, if you have to come off, you're supposed to be substituted for. That's my understanding. Especially when you're getting medical attention. Like, what are we doing here? Yes, now Peyton Stelzer is going to check in. Stelzer will replace Taylor Spurl. Now Taylor, of course, right on cue is coming back, and looks like she's no worse for wear, but she's got to sit for at least a few seconds. Cadence Funmaker dribbles up court and is bumped on the sideline. It's going to be a foul on the Vikings.
Maddie Nemechek. I asked her if she passed kindergarten with that long Nemechek name. She said it was second grade that I struggled writing it on my paper.
Yeah, right.
Said, did you have to stay in for recess? Because you're filling out your name on your papers.
Baraboo basketball. They scored the first 6 points of the second half, but there's a turnover. Pass intercepted by Marin Johnson. Kicks it up court for a three-point look. Left wing, that's Morgan Monroe. Morgan Monroe. 44-20 Vikings, and Funmaker almost loses the ball. She's double-teamed, and there's a steal. Morgan Monroe looking to go all the way, driving on Stelzer. That shot is blocked. Peyton Stelzer says, not today.
Good for her.
It'll be Vikings ball. Taylor Spurl is going to return here. She checks in and will replace Maddie Gilbert. Viking basketball, they're going to inbound from the end line, leading by 24. We are early in the second half. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, thrilled to be joined by the legend, Christy Feld. Passing up a three on the perimeter, it was Courtney Monroe. They're going to move it around. Morgan Monroe for two near the free throw line is good. She's having a heck of a night.
That's two for Morgan Monroe. 46-20,
so the Vikings have answered the early T-Bird run here in the second half. Peyton Stelzer, 10-foot
nice
jumper. That's good. Nice pass. Finds an open Peyton Stelzer. She pays it off with a jump shot. And
she
it's
did.
46-22.
And that was quick.
Mm-hmm.
Pass in, up, score.
Here we go. Vikings now on offense. They're moving to our left here in the second half. Three-point look from the left corner. No good. Off the backboard. Out of bounds. It'll go to the Vikings. Or to the Thunderbirds,
it'll,
rather.
Yeah. Must have hit the...
They hit some of the support.
Court or something, one of the support.
Yeah. Now the Vikings look like they're, at least in this situation, they're calling off the full court pressure, but they're waiting for Taylor Spurl at the division line. Spurl's on the right wing. Sabrina Hartman trying to establish position. Now fires over to Funmaker, left wing. Funmaker on the dribble. Her pass for Hartman's a little too tall. Off her fingertips, out of bounds.
I'm kind of bummed Funmaker just didn't put that right up right there.
Agreed. Open look.
I mean, she leads and assists on purpose because she's good at that. But
she does indeed.
Good.
Nearly four assists a game, and she had four at Mount Horeb against these Vikings last season. Viking basketball. Morgan Monroe's got it in the right wing. Thinking about the three, instead gives it up to Nemechek. Nemechek wants to dribble. Her pass or shot is blocked. Vikings come away with the loose ball, but now a shot attempt is no good. Taylor Spurl grabs the rebound. Fires up court to Stelzer. Oh, she couldn't quite handle it. Once again, a promising pass. Bounces off some fingertips, out of bounds to the Vikings.
I love how she can see things on the court and make things happen with her passes.
Thunderbird scored the first 6 points of the half. Vikings have answered. And we've got a foul away from the ball. I think they're going to get Hartman for a hold in traffic.
It's going to be Sabrina's third. First, second half foul for the Thunderbirds.
Inbound pass is stolen
by
Taylen Bell. Nice work defensively. She'll dribble it up as well, and she's going to fire it up court to Funmaker. She's going to fire a three, left wing. That's a Thunderbolt. For the Thunderbirds, Cadence Funmaker for three.
Do I get a prediction on that?
I think they're calling it a two.
Two.
Rats.
Okay.
Vikings ball. They trail for, or lead 46-25. Left-handed flip in the lane. No good for Johnson. Now the ball's loose, and guess what? We've got bodies on the floor once again.
Ooh, and kicking. Okay, so they marked it as a three. The scoreboard marked it as a three. Is that correct?
Okay, we're going to go with three.
Is that...
And we got a host of substitutions. We got an official timeout here. No, 30-second timeout, Mount Horeb. So this jump ball is going to keep the ball with the Vikings. With this timeout, we'll remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These are State Farm Insurance Agency, the Chris Stanton Agency, that is, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, the Don Larson Superstore, and Seasons Counseling. And you might have overheard in the background, that was indeed a three from Caden's Funmaker.
I know, and I hate making mistakes. So erase, put it back, write it in, you know?
The ups, the downs.
I know.
It's a two, it's a three, it's a two. No, it's a three.
So much stress, Ben.
The Mount Horeb Vikings lead the Baraboo Thunderbirds 46-25. Had a host of substitutions during that timeout. Among them, Sidney Doughbush is in for the T-Birds. Vikings looking to inbound from the baseline. Interior feed to Johnson. And now his body's on the floor again. But I think we have an out of bounds. It's going to go to the Thunderbirds. Is this a wrestling match? Got to give the girls credit. Lots of hustle on the floor tonight.
Absolutely.
13 and a half to go in the game. It's Mount Horeb 46, Baraboo 25. Thunderbird ball. They're working to our right, wearing their home whites against the Vikings and their road reds. Taylor Spurl does a little flyby and then penetrates. Shot attempt no good, but she draws a foul and will shoot two.
I think Lauren Meister, the freshman, is going to pick up. Darn, I keep getting... I call them for her all the time, and she doesn't get them. Morgan Monroe picked up hers, her first foul.
Spurl's free throw rattles out, and a substitution for the Vikings. Julia Straka returns, replaces Lauren Mester. Straka scored 5 in the first half off the bench.
Wonder if she's part of the Straka Meats family.
You wonder. I figured you would know this already.
Well.
Spurl's second free throw is good.
We were talking about Plain, and that's where it is.
Right.
And they did say they had a Straka on their team, but I did not do the follow-up and find out if it was Straka Meats.
Mount Horeb basketball, they lead by 20. Three-point look, right wing. Good. That was Morgan Monroe. And we're going to have to confer on how many points she's up to, since I think I had some clerical errors in the first half.
That would be 20.
20 points for Morgan Monroe. Had a heck of a night. Ella Pierce is going to return for the Thunderbirds. Going to replace Sabrina Hartman. It'll be Thunderbird basketball. Cadence Funmaker is going to inbound from the end line. Thunderbirds trail by 23. Inbound is off the fingertips of Sydney Doughbush and stolen away. Courtney Monroe in traffic. Dishes. Finds Morgan Monroe. Five-footer in the paint. No good. Doughbush grabs the rebound. Finds Spurl. She's being hounded in the backcourt and fouled. They're going to get Marin Johnson for this one. With a push.
A literal push.
Indeed.
A push on the floor push.
Makes the ref's job easy when there's always somebody on the floor.
Yeah, there you go.
Like there's probably a foul here. Cadence Funmaker is going to pop from 18 feet. No good. Ball is loose and... It's going to be a foul on the T-Birds. There was a lot of contact in traffic there. They got, who did they get? Sydney Doughbush. It'll be Vikings basketball.
13, ooh, you are one for one tonight calling fouls from way up in the stands.
I better stop there.
In the nosebleeds.
No, I just looked at the ref and counted how many fingers he had up. 23-point game. Just over 12 minutes left. There's a floater from Courtney Monroe off the glass. The basket is good and a foul. Three-point play opportunity. Her big night continues.
So I have her at 13.
Which one?
Courtney.
Okay.
Just so that you can get caught up with right? with the official.
I should. 13 and then Morgan's at 20. We'll go from there. Cadence Funmaker checks out. Replaced by Madeline Gilbert. It's 51-26. Mount Horeb. As Courtney Monroe fires a free throw, it is pure.
Of course, after the Edgewood game, when I couldn't count to 90, I don't even know who had.
And the Thunderbirds
given up.
The Thunderbirds inbound goes out of bounds to the Vikings. Turnover. Vikings currently doubling up the T-Birds, 52-26. And we got a 30-second timeout coming up for Coach Leibfried and the Vikings. Let's run through the Baraboo athletic calendar here. The boys team will be home versus Edgewood on Tuesday. They're on a roll. They got a three-game winning streak going. The girls hockey team faces Xavier at Tri-County Ice Arena tomorrow. They're going to take on Beaver Dam at the Waterman Arena in the Dells on Tuesday, and they'll travel to Sun Prairie to take on Sun Prairie West on Thursday. The boys hockey team will take on Edgewood. They are taking on Edgewood tonight at Verona. Then they're going to host Reedsburg on Tuesday and host Viroqua on Thursday. The wrestling team is engaged in a dual meet today and tomorrow at Mount Horeb, and they have a triangular coming up at Central on Tuesday. Gymnastics team hosts Reedsburg on Thursday, and the boys swimming team will host the Edgewood Crusaders on Tuesday.
Okay, do they still have final exams at the Baraboo Senior High School?
It usually is around this time of the year, yeah.
I know Frankie
had a big test today, so I think it is that time.
I'm looking at the girls' schedule. There's no time for studying.
Right. Inbound is to the Vikings. I think it was calculus today for Frankie.
That wouldn't have taken me very long.
3-point look. Left wing, no good for Morgan Monroe, but there's a rebound for the Vikings. Put back, no good. Rebound by Dobush. She finds Spurl. It's a stop for the T-Bird defense. Spurl's trapped in the corner. Her pass is intercepted by Julia Straka.
Got to help her.
Vikings kick it up court. There's a cross-court pass to four lines. Kicks it back out. There's another wide-open three-point look. Right wing, that's good. Marin Johnson for her second triple of the game. First one since the first half. 55-26, Vikings. Can the Thunderbirds answer? Working the ball around. Interior feed to Stelzer. Trying to work through a double team. Ball is stripped
triple
away.
Team.
And a three-on-one opportunity for Mount Horeb. Shot attempt is no good for Monroe. Dobush with some good defense and a nice rebound. Maddie Gilbert will dribble it up across the timeline for the T-Birds. There's a little floater, 5 feet. Ooh, just off the front rim, no good. Morgan Monroe grabs that rebound and dribbles it up for Mount Horeb. Nobody picks up the dribbler. She's going to fire for three. It rattles out. No good. Ball is loose. It's going to go to the T-Birds. A couple of subs checking in. Taylen Bell and Cadence Funmaker will return for the T-Birds. Veek and Mester checking back in for the Vikings. Out are Peyton Stelzer and Taylor Spurl. And I believe four lines and Courtney Monroe out for the Vikings. Baraboo basketball. Cadence Funmaker is going to inbound.
When you first said four lines, I thought it was a spot on the basketball court that I didn't know about.
Yeah, it's a new
four-point spot?
The new four-point shot.
Oh, beautiful.
There's a sweet dish to Ella Pierce in the right block. She is fouled as she attempts to shoot. The attempt is no good, but she's going to get two free throws.
That was a great pass by Taylen Bell.
Once again, T-Birds with some sweet entry passes. See if Ella Pierce can pay this off at the free throw line. First attempt is good, so Ella Pierce is on the board. Second free throw is in the air. Off the back iron, rebounded by Fourline and the Vikings. Monroe in traffic, scores, and draws the foul. That's Morgan Monroe for two more, plus a free throw.
I tried to make my number smaller, Ben.
Sabrina Hartman's going to return, replacing Ella Pierce. Taylor Spurl returns, replacing Cadence Funmaker, as Funmaker just picked up her fourth foul.
You need to
First free throw is good. Rattles
the
in.
The plus one.
I should say the plus one. Yeah, there's only one.
That's it.
Court. That's Morgan Monroe. Continues to lead all scorers. She's got 23 big ones.
Well, she's sitting on the bench now, so maybe somebody else will get a chance.
10:20 to go in the game. It's 58-27 Mount Horeb. Sabrina Hartman looking for an open teammate. Finds Taylen Bell on the right wing. Now Taylor Spurl on the left wing. Dribbles. Looked like she was looking to hand off. Ball is loose. Sydney Dobusch came away with it, but now it's in the hands of the Vikings. They come away with a steal. Moving it up court. Three-point look for Mester. Rattles out. Dobusch with the rebound.
What do you have for a height on Mester?
I've got 5'4", which seems like a little bit of a stretch.
I think so.
Speaking of which, Lauren Mester grabs the rebound. But her pass up court is intercepted. Steal by Taylen Bell. One on one. Looking to go all the way. Through contact. No call. It's out of bounds. Where to? Officials are going to confer.
Wow.
And it's going to go to the Vikings.
That's incredible defense.
Indeed.
To block that without being called for a foul. I don't even know if she blocked it.
It just sort of, popped loose. So it's off the T-Birds, Vikings ball. Craven on the drive. Jumper from 7 feet in the lane, no good, but she's going to shoot two.
I'm going to call that on Sydney Dobusch. Nalia Craven.
Mount Horeb 58, Baraboo 27. Just over 9 minutes to go here in this Badger small conference affair. Craven's first free throw is off the mark. Second free throw rattles in off the backboard. Craven's got four, and should it be 60 or is 59 correct?
59 is okay.
59 is correct. Okay.
Yep.
Here's a steal. Four lines comes away with it at the top of the key. Vikings basketball. Mester drives. Floats.
Wow.
14 feet. That's good. And that's her first bucket. She's been a factor, but that's her
she
first score.
She has been a factor. Beautiful.
On the other end, Sabrina Hartman benefits from a nice pass. She scores in the paint.
Taylen Bell passes a good one again.
61-29, Mount Horeb leads Baraboo. Viking basketball. Let's see if the Thunderbirds extend their defense a little bit here. Craven picks up her dribble. Baseline drive, Mester, shot attempt, no good, but she draws a foul. She's going to shoot two.
She's fearless at 5'4". That's it, too.
No doubt about that. Look, Peyton Stelzer is going to return for the T-Birds after this first free throw.
Sydney Dobusch is going to pick up her third foul. Mester's at the line.
First attempt rattles out. No good. So Stelzer checks back in. Also, Avery Monroe checks in for the Vikings. Dobusch is out for the T-Birds. Straka is out for the Vikings. Second free throw coming up here for Lauren Mester. It is good. 62-29, Mount Horeb leads. Baraboo basketball. 8 minutes to go. Mount Horeb has dominated throughout. Taylor Spurl fakes a three, drives, kisses it off the glass. Just a little too strong off the rim, no good. Veek with the rebound. A fire up court. Craven, shot attempt no good, but another set of free throws. And the T-Birds are racking up the team fouls here in the middle of the second half.
Yeah, and we're rolling into bonus time as well. Taylor Sproul's picking up her first foul. Team seven, so Mount Horeb will be in the bonus.
Craven's first free throw was good. The Vikings bench has been strong tonight, providing some scoring punch. Craven's got five. Make it six. Baraboo ball. Spurl on the drive. There's a loose ball. Out of bounds. It'll go to the Vikings. We've got a young fan watching over my shoulder as we've got the end of the Bucks game. It's a tight game in the final seconds. He's an enthusiastic Damian Lillard fan. Mester picks up her dribble with the elbow. Four lines, gives it up to Craven. Craven's going to jump, shoot from the right elbow, wow. And that is pure. Nalia Craven doing some work off the bench in the second half. Taylor Spurl looking for a teammate. Can't find one. Picks up a loose ball. Finds Maddie Gilbert, left wing. She's going to fire a three ball. That's just a little strong off the rim. Rebound to Vik and the Vikings. Vik is a good name for a Viking.
I was just going to say that. Vik and the Vikings. That's great.
Under 7 minutes to go. It's 66-29, Mount Horeb. Four lines, kicks out. Three-point look, right wing. A little short off the rim, no good. That was Avery Monroe on the miss. T-Birds rebound.
I think we've seen all the Monroes for tonight. If Avery's in, we're good.
And how about Taylor Spurl working through a double team, scoring off the backboard and drawing a foul. Taylor Spurl isn't done playing ball tonight.
We were talking about Taylor Spurl's acrobatic shots from the first half. That was another one that she connected.
And we have a host of substitutions. Leah Hess and Caden's Funmaker are going to return for the T-Birds, replacing Hartman and Bell. Vik and four lines are out for the Vikings.
The Vik and four lines.
And I missed the substitutions coming in. We'll catch up on that. Can Taylor Spurl complete the three-point play? She can.
Oh.
Free throw rolls off the rim, but hold on. Looks like we have a violation. She's going to get a second chance.
One more time.
So I think we've got Maren Johnson just returned for Mount Horeb, as did Sammy Johnson. I think that's her first appearance tonight. Hey, how about that? This time, Taylor Spurl's free throw rattles in. She's going to check out, replaced by Sydney Dobush. She's having a nice night. 9 points. Six and a half minutes to go. It's 66-32. Mount Horeb leads Baraboo. Vikings basketball. Driving into the lane, but missing is Maren Johnson. Sydney Dobush rebounds. Caden's Funmaker looking to push. Madeline Gilbert, nice pass, finds Leah Hess, open under the basket. Ooh, she can't finish. Craven with the rebound. Fires up court to Johnson. Johnson looking to drive. Now she kicks out. Three-point shot from the left wing. No good for Avery Johnson. Put back, no good. Caden's Funmaker's got the loose ball.
Stepping over legs.
That's what you do. What you got to do tonight, Maddie?
Come
Gilbert,
on, Maddie.
Right wing
there
for three.
It is.
That's another Thunderbolt. Oh, the Thunderbirds. Madeline Gilbert's second triple of the night. 66-35. Vikings look to answer. Three-pointer from the corner bounces high and through for Sammy Johnson. Shooter's touch. She gets the big bounce off the rim. It falls through the net for three. Sydney Dobush has the ball in the corner for the T-Birds. Fires out to Caden's Funmaker at the T-Bird logo. She wants to drive. Now she kicks out. Finds
there
Gilbert.
It is.
Left wing. Three ball.
Boom.
That's another Thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Madeline Gilbert heating up in the second half. She has 9 on 3 triples.
Boy, I love watching that when they're right below us and you can just see the whole
setup.
See it
setup. Happening, right?
Yep.
Oh, this has got to go down, right? Good open look. Just how you draw it up. Vikings looking to answer. Avery Johnson for three, left wing. Why not? It's good. That's her first bucket. I think I said Johnson. Avery Monroe for three. 4:44 to go. It's 72-38, Mount Horeb. We've got a three-point shooting contest going on here in the second half. Caden's Funmaker wants in. Right wing, three ball, short. Sydney Dobush hustles and taps it, but it's going to be out of bounds to the Vikings.
I got to check and see when we play them next. Thursday, February 20th. That would be a good time for the Monroes to go on a little vacay.
Early spring break. Maybe.
Yes. little Florida action or something. Head south.
Bella Brown has entered for the first time tonight for the T-Burns. We are under 4.5 to go. Here's a three-point look for Craven. Right wing, no good. It's going to be out of bounds to the Thunderbirds. Next up for the Thunderbirds, they have quite a road trip coming up, Feldy. They'll
goodness.
Be at Sauk Prairie on Monday, at Poinette on Tuesday, and at Edgewood on Thursday. Yeah, like you said, with that schedule, no time for studying.
No,
three
and the next,
road games.
And check the next week. It's even worse.
Madeline Gilbert on the dribble drive. Floats 5 feet. No good. Craven grabs the loose ball. Looking to drive, nice pass, cross the lane to Sammy Johnson. She scores on the left side with a kiss off the glass. She has 5 here in the second half off the bench. The Mount Horeb backups continue to produce.
No, next week we have Sauk Point at Beaver Dam. The girls.
Funmaker on the dribble. Finds Dobush, open for two, can't finish. We got a tie up underneath.
It's going to be a Baraboo ball.
And we got a couple more subs coming in. Bell and Spurl return for the T-Birds, replacing Gilbert and Funmaker.
Are you looking for this?
Ball is loose, out of bounds to the Vikings. Mount Horeb dribbles it up. Three ball from the left wing, no good. Rebounded by Leah Hess. Pass up court, tipped away off the fingertips of the Vikings. Baraboo's going to keep it. Talked about Leah Hess. She had some nice performances against these Vikings last year. Had 5 rebounds at Mount Horeb last year.
Nice.
Bella Brown on the inbound. Tipped away by Veek, out of bounds. Baraboo's going to keep it. This is Edgewood.
No. We're going Mount Horeb, Sauk Prairie, Poinette, Westfield.
And the Westfield game is wrong. Yeah, it's Poinette because they have those in the same. Oh, that's the next week they've got.
Yes, Westfield and Edgewood are the following
the
week.
The following week.
Sauk Prairie, Poinette, Beaver Dam is next week.
Unless, okay. Yeah, this schedule
Beaver Dam isn't on there.
This schedule doesn't show Beaver Dam next week. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so they took that off.
In any event, Thunderbirds will be on the road at Sauk Prairie and Poinette Monday, Tuesday.
Well, that makes me happy because traveling to Beaver Dam is a long haul.
For sure. Meanwhile, Taylor Spurl's at the line. Sinks first free throw. Cassidy Gates makes her first appearance, replacing Sydney Dobush. Coming up next for Mount Horeb, they're going to host Mineral Point Monday night. Spurl's second free throw is good. She's turned in a superb second half. 74-40, under 3 minutes to go. Mount Horeb leading Baraboo. Vikings working the ball around. Getting a jumper from the free throw line. No good for Avery Monroe. Out of bounds to Baraboo. Thunderbirds are going to inbound and walk it up, trailing by 34, 2.5 minutes to go. Our next broadcast of girls' action will be when the Thunderbirds host their arch rival, Reedsburg, on the 28th. Veek with a steal and a run out and a layup. Her first field goal. Annalie Veek's first field goal. Baraboo tries to answer. Spurl finds Hess. Hess dishes to Gates. Gates looking to dribble drive. Kiss it in with the left
hand.
And it's good off the backboard. Nice looking dribble drive and finish for Cassidy Gates. 76-42, Mount Horeb. Veek looking to work in the lane. Shot off the mark. Taylor Bell rebounds. Fires up court, looking for Gates. Nice catch in traffic, but now it's stolen away. Sammy Johnson got it. Up ahead for Avery Monroe. She is fouled by Bella Brown and will shoot two. An impressive offensive display for the Vikings. 76 points and counting with a minute and a half to go. First free throw is off the mark, no good. Second free throw is good. Avery Monroe's got four off the bench. Taylor Spurl's pass is off the leg of a Viking. Thunderbirds will keep the ball. A couple more subs coming in for the T-Birds. Now, do you have the JV roster handy, Feldy?
I do. Hold on.
5 and 12 coming in. The one night I don't grab it. Thank you much. So entering for the T-Birds, Mallory Olson and Olivia Webster. And Webster scores immediately. Well, take it back. Okay. Those are different numbers than what they gave us here.
Who did they say it was?
Well, I couldn't. Sophia is something or other. We'll have to figure that out down the road. In any event, there's a miss. Rebounded by Bella Brown. But her pass for Gates is off the mark, out of bounds. Vikings will inbound and walk it up. Under a minute to play. 77-44. There's a near steal. Yes, and a steal indeed by Taylen Bell. Baraboo ball. See if they can score off this turnover. Interior pass batted away. Cassidy Gates nearly gathers it, but it's knocked out of bounds by the Vikings. Bella Brown looks to inbound. It's off Craven's back. Taylen Bell retrieves the loose ball. And there's a steal. Avery Johnson comes away with it. Finds Craven. Craven looking to finish. Now she'll kick it out. Sammy Johnson for a three from the left wing. No. Rebound, Baraboo. Thunderbirds trail 77-44. Ball's loose. Guess what? We got bodies on the floor one more time with 5 seconds left.
Oh, my goodness.
Mount Horror basketball. They're going to be content to run out the clock here with a 77-44 win.
I've concluded that any numbers over 70 start to be troublesome for me.
Well, you're in charge of math, so I rely on you for these things.
Oh, Ben.
Well,
you need better prospects.
We'll be back to recap tonight's game after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio for an unforgettable time. Visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Seasons Counseling.
Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, highs to the mid-20s. Flurries wrap up Sunday, a dusting to maybe an inch, a high around 30. Colder for Monday and Tuesday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage.
Right now it's 27.
Welcome back one last time to Baraboo High School, where your final score is the Mount Horeb Vikings 77, the Baraboo Thunderbirds 44. Ben Brownlee joined by Christy Fell to wrap things up here in this Badger small conference matchup. The T-Birds fall to 2-10 overall, 1-5 in conference play. Vikings improved to 7-5 and 5-2 in the Badger small. Christy, the Vikings were in control throughout.
Boy, and it's exactly what we predicted, to be perfectly honest with you. Morgan Monroe was going to come in. She was going to have double digits. And then it was going to be a crapshoot to see which one of the other players on that team produced double digits with regular 4 to 6 point scoring for her teammates.
And they had a lot of that.
Yep, they did that. Almost every player that played was made it into the scoring column. They are all averaging about 5, 6, 7 points, with the exception of Morgan Monroe, who ended the night with 29, followed by her sister Courtney with 14. You and I both are admitting that, who knows, the Monroe sisters...
altogether, you know, we'll give them about 60 points altogether.
Yeah, you know, we're going to give half the points to the Monroe sisters. But and, yeah. and then the rest of the team picked up the other half.
But on that note, yeah, go right ahead. Please give us our stats tonight, Christy.
Well, that is the stats
there
for...
There you go.
That's it. The Monroe sisters took care of business. Morgan Monroe led the night with 29. Courtney Monroe ended up with 14. Maddie Nemechek ended up with 8. Straka had 5. Johnson had 5. Mester had 3. Veek had 3. Marin Johnson had 6. Anyway, it was a balanced scoring performance by Mount Horeb. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Taylor Spurl ended the night with 11. Had a poured in 9 of the 11 in the second half, which was awesome. Maddie Gilbert also poured in 9 in the second half with 3 three-point baskets. Taylan Bell ended the night with 7. Katie Funmaker had 5. Sabrina Hartman had 4. Cassidy Gates had 2. Peyton Stelzer had 3. And I think I'm missing 2, but Ben Bromley had 2.
Close enough, yeah, right. So, again, your final score is Mount Horeb 77, Baraboo 44. Coming up for these two teams, like we mentioned, the T-Birds have a couple of road games coming up next week. They'll be at Sauk Prairie on Monday and at Point Inn on Tuesday, and then they got a couple of road games the week after that as well. The boys are going to be home coming up on Tuesday, and that's when John Goodell and I are going to join you when the Thunderbirds host Edgewood. So we'll be on all these same stations, 99.7 Max FM and the NFHS Network and the Civic Media mobile app. Join us shortly after 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Feldy and I won't be with you again until the 28th. That's going to be the Thunderbird girls' next home game, and they'll be hosting the dreaded Reedsburg Beavers.
I know that Mark Simon House of Pain is going to come into the Baraboo Thunderbird land we talked about in the past. If we were in Reedsburg, we lost, and if we were in Baraboo, we won. That has not been the case, and I think we are on a 16-game losing streak.
Ooh, time to
snap the Reedsburg Beavers. So let's hope we can do a little damage when they come to town.
Now, a week ago tonight, the Reedsburg boys were here, and the boys were able to knock off the Beavers. So maybe
that was
there's some
great game.
Maybe there's some good mojo for getting some home wins against Reedsburg. We'll
that
see.
Would be outstanding.
Well, thank you for joining us, whether it was on 99.7 Max FM, at max.fm on the internet, on the NFHS Network, or on the Civic Media mobile app. We'll be looking forward to joining you again for boys action Tuesday night, and Feldy and I will be with you again January 28th from Baraboo High School. Good night.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
to my wall. An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn. You